Welcome to Niger Super Fans Podcast.
Born on November 22, 1982, in Benin City, Nigeria, Yakubu Ayegbeni's performances in the 2002-2003 UEFA Champions League for Maccabi Haifa earned him a loan move to English club Portsmouth, which became permanent as they were promoted to the Premier League in 2003. Yakubu appeared in over 250 Premier League matches for Portsmouth, Middlesbrough, Everton, and Blackburn Rovers, and he is the second highest African goal scorer in the Premier League history with 96 goals. He is also the third highest scorer in the history of Nigerian national team, and he represented his country at four Africa Cup of Nations finals, the 2000 Olympic Games, as well as the 2010 FIFA World Cup. In this exclusive interview, Ayegbeni speaks about life after retirement, his views about the Super Eagles' power to the last AFCON, the Nigeria Football Federation and the Genetros saga, as well as his amateur football club, Yak FC.
Beautiful, you know, when you're a professional football player for almost 20 years, then you retired, then you spend more time with family and the kids, and you take them to school, you know, it's quite difficult when you play, you know, sometimes you're quite busy, but now I spend more time with the kids, and it's really good. I think I say Everton, you know, because I was there for almost 4 years, and I had great time with these guys, players. It's like they call it a people's club. They all stick together. You know, the communication is still there. When you stop, they still check on you. You know, they still send you messages. I still got some friends over there. You know, I was lucky to play with those guys. Pinard. And the JB, you know, and what's it called, Mika Ateta, you know, so TK. When you get players like this, you know, it was good. I had a great time, 4 years was great. I think you have to congratulate them already, you know, it's not easy to qualify for the African Cup. They did it already, which is good because sometimes, you know, Nigeria, we always wait for the last game to decide. This time we didn't wait for the last one to decide. And you have to give credit to those boys that did it. They did a great job, and the coach, they did so well. The young ones, they have to believe in themselves. Igalo, I think, is almost 31 or so. And still got another 3 or 4 years left. And it depends on the boys to challenge it. To show they want to be the one, the top striker in the national team. It's not going to be easy, but the guy is doing so well, you know. So, but for these guys, they have to believe, you know, they can be the main man in the team. They can give everything to fight for the place. Just like when I used to play, we used to have too many strikers. Yeah, Vitor Agali, then Angelo Sagawa, Martins, you know, Makua, you know. We all fight for each other. When you're invited to the national team, you want to give everything. You want to be the one to be in the first 11. When I don't start everything, if I don't start, I get upset, you know. It's the same in my club. Every player they want to play. When you don't start, you don't feel good, you're upset. When you do that in a national team, they say you're causing trouble. You're not causing trouble. You just feel bad because you always believe you want to be the main man. You want to be the one to be in the first 11. It's just for the young ones to show they really want to be there. They really want to be the one to take the position of the Gallo. So it's not the Gallo have to step down for this guy. They have to show they really want to be the one to be in the first 11, to be the main number 9 for Nigeria. When you look at the situation, I think it's changed already. You don't see the newspaper, you know, they are fighting for money. You don't hear the radio, you know, strike, nobody wants to train, you know. Nobody wants to train like before, you know. We don't want to train because we don't get paid. It stopped already. You have to give credit to the NFL, you know. I think Amaji did he's doing a good job. And for the coach as well, you know, for him to qualify the team, so far so good. We just need to support him and wish him the best of luck. We still got a long way to go, you know. Still a long way, but still, it's not going to be easy, you know. Every country is getting more better players now. Most of them playing in Europe now, so it's getting harder now, you know. So it's not going to be easy. When you said you're going to the tournament, you're just going to win every game. You're going to win the tournament. It's not going to be like that. Every coach in Uganda, you see the way they play. They play so good, you know. They give everything. They fight as a team. It's getting much more difficult now for Nigeria. Every team who wants to play Nigeria, they always give extra to show they are the best. So it's not going to be easy. We hope they can make the country proud. It's just like when you play football. When I started playing, and then I enjoyed it. That is my passion. That is my job. I didn't want to go to university. When I finished college, I said, that's it. I put my mind in football. That is my profession. I enjoyed it. Just like the way I say to my players now, the Yaku Sport FC, you know. I said to them, listen, you're not there because I'm the Yaku Sport FC. No, you're there to prove yourself, to show. If you want to achieve something, it's you. I just need to see you to give everything. Once you give everything, the window is always open. When you get better players, I'm there to try and do something for you guys. Try and speak to people in Europe to give them a chance to try. If they're not good enough, for sure I'm not going to take them. They have to be very good for you to take them to Europe to play. And we got some young ones. You know, he's really, really good. The captain of my Yak Sport is really, really good.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.